When you read its mission statement, it's easy to understand why Redline took on the issue of homelessness. Their vision is to foster social practice in the arts that inspires change.
In Denver, I think it's fair to say that homelessness is an industry.
PJ D'Amico is Redline's executive director.
There's, you know, huge institutions that are servicing this community. What if we changed that framework entirely and created pathways to sustainability that don't require people to be in a perpetual chain of dependency?
In exploring that question for themselves, Redline created the Reach Studio, which is a free workspace for artists without permanent homes. Some of the work currently featured in the Not Exactly exhibit comes from these artists, including Gonzo.
They say I'm an ambassador. I don't really feel like that. I'm just a representative.
Gonzo coined the phrase Not Exactly because he says homelessness is too strong of a label for him, since he's lived in and out of cars, with friends, as well as on the streets. Art, Gonzo says, is therapeutic and has helped him through some difficult times.
I've done a lot of artwork on the streets, standing in lines, food lines, trying to get into beds, and you can see me sitting on my little milk crate with my backpack and all my little, that's just what I do.
At a recent exhibit opening, visitors perused the work created for Not Exactly. One piece in particular hit home for Jessica Gladstone. It's a sculpture of a dirty, worn mattress.
I hate to say it, but like, I think it would feel really debasing to have to sleep there, but I would if I had to. I mean, it's better than a hard ground, you know? It was really effective.
Exploring what it feels like to be homeless is part of what New York City-based multimedia artist Jody Wood is examining for her contribution to Not Exactly.
Beauty is actually one of, like, a really important kind of basic human need.
Since something as simple as a haircut is often inaccessible for those who are homeless, Wood created an interactive art installation that offers salon services in the back of a van. She's also documenting the experiences of its homeless patrons, including Karen Smith of Denver.
What were you saying earlier, too, about how it is important what people think about you and how do you feel about your image? Are you presenting the self that you want to present right now?
I wish I could dress better. I wish I could look beautiful every day, but I don't have the luxury of that. I don't have the money to go into the store and buy makeup or have my nails done, but people look down on that.
This is a problem that we all share.
Colorado is 7 years into a 10-year plan to end homelessness organized by Governor John Hickenlooper. He says the Not Exactly exhibit brings a fresh perspective and energy to the issue.
We understand what works and what doesn't work. We understand where we've wasted money in previous efforts. We know that we can't just provide shelter, right? We've got to provide the support.
Denver District 8 City Councilor Elvis Brooks hopes the Red Line exhibit will help galvanize the community around the challenge of homelessness.
We know exactly what we need to do. We need to find sustainable funding for these services and for housing, and that's a real issue in Denver.
A real issue in Denver, and one that Karen Smith lives with every day. But back inside the mobile salon, she's about to see her newly highlighted hair for the first time.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm very glad we met.
Beautiful. You look amazing. I haven't looked like this in so long.
I feel special and I feel absolutely stunning. Like I could go out there and accomplish anything.
And that, too, is the overarching goal of Redline's entire Not Exactly exhibit. To inspire change around the issue of homelessness. And for Karen Smith, that change began with a new hairdo. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.